All right, so hello and welcome to During Business Hours. It is 4 p.m. on a Tuesday. It is During Business Hours. Like, comment, subscribe if you too want the freedom one day to do whatever the hell you like. Let us know in the comments below how jealous you are. And go.
I don't know how jealous they should be of me, though.
Very jealous. At least you make something for being here. It's not much.
Oh, that's
but
true.
It's something.
It's at
not
least
like
it's
you're dead in the water.
Some kind of freedom.
Yeah,
so the
freedom to choose. You get to hang out and make some money, like crypto, which apparently is the newest trend to be shitbags and make tons and tons of crypto money and have kids you can't feed and marriages that are falling apart. Fun story time. My lovely wife has a friend who I will not name, but I will say shitbag number one is the female. Shitbag two is the male. Now, shitbag two apparently sits at his computer all day, just going away. He's going to be a crypto millionaire, crypto millionaire, crypto millionaire. Shitbag one doesn't do that, has two kids with shitbag two. So, plays with kids, feeds kids, changes kids, feeds kids, plays with kids, puts kids to bed. Fuck you, shitbag one. They all get into a fight. Everyone's leaving. Nobody really leaves. Tiny apartment. Can't pay the bills. Apparently bitching about... Shitbag one's a wife. Shitbag one bitches to my wife about, I can't pay bills, I can't do this, can't do that, yet they're a Discord mod for a fucking crypto coin that they say is going to be worth $100,000 per coin, that they were gifted 10,000 coins.
And
if you have 10,000 of anything and you think it's going to be worth $1 million and yet you can't feed your fucking kids, that's a shitbag of the week. Even worse, when I found out, and I don't care about saying this on the podcast, they declined free room and board for their family of four because they so strongly believe that they shouldn't have to work 8 hours a day, one day a week, for the in-law, the father-in-law of their brother's family. So there's a separate person who owns a bunch of real estate that offered, hey, you come work one day a week for me for 8 hours and I'll give you a house. You can live in it rent-free as long as you want. That's a good... you know the things I would do for a free house?
I'll take that deal.
I'm not below anything. Anything.
Damn,
I told my wife,
deal.
I was like, call him. We'll move.
Right.
How you doing, sir?
Damn good deal.
8 hours? I'll make it 15 minutes. Just saying. There's a lot you could do. A lot worse things you could do to pay for a roof over your head.
Right.
But sitting on the computer all day, ignoring your kids, bitching about your life to my family, trying to ask us for money so that you can become a crypto millionaire. I now know why serial killers are a thing. They pick somebody they hate at first. And if I had to deal with this and it wasn't my wife's friends, I like immediately was like, they should just die.
Mm-hmm.
The kids would be better off in the system. It's unfortunate. Should give them to the person offering room and board. I bet the kids could work 8 hours and the parents wouldn't want to.
And then they would get a free house.
Better. So yeah, that was my shitbag story of the week. We've been trolling so much on Reddit lately. Well, I have. There's so much wisdom and knowledge out here in 2024.
There's something out there for sure. I don't know. I said there's something out there for sure. I don't know if it's wisdom or knowledge, but...
It seems like Reddit is the place to be since they went... You know, semi-public.
Definitely very interesting. A lot of interesting things popped up for sure when looking at their threads.
Yeah, Alex is not familiar with Reddit, but I had him download it. So I got a question for you. Hypothetical capitalist situation says you make $10 million per year, but you have a job that typically pays minimum wage or you don't get the money. What job do you pick?
So I make... $10 million a year.
$10 million a year, but a minimum wage job you have to live. What job are you picking?
What's an average minimum wage job?
Scrubbing toilets, washing dishes, intern work, movie theaters, gas station attendant, any attendant, hotel attendant, just about any shitty starting job that doesn't need a resume.
Would EMS be in that?
No. You have to have training for EMS. That's not a minimum wage job. Just because you got paid the minimum doesn't make it a minimum wage job. That's another story.
Honestly, I'd probably go back to working at the movie theaters Or doing maintenance. Yeah, or doing maintenance at the arts theater.
There's an arts theater?
Yeah, on Main Street. The Woodward Arts Theater.
When the fuck did we get an arts theater?
It's been here for decades. It's literally right next. It's on the same block as.
Okay, I understand you're going to tell me because I know there's a theater there, but I didn't think it was an arts theater.
Yeah, it was an arts theater.
Is there ever art that's actually done? Because it just took me to Travel Oklahoma when I clicked on their website.
Yeah, they do. They do plays. They do recitals, dances, musicals.
Paint and Sip with Amber Anderson. I can't read today. June 17th, 2024. Is she popular?
The Paint and Sip? Yeah, it's very popular, especially with, well, women. I think it's primarily just.
Who's Amber Anderson?
I have no idea who that is.
Not somebody important. I'm sure.
Not that I know
of. Night 2 of the Elks Rodeo, and that's why it's dead. This is like stalker video right here.
Just that angle. I didn't even see their booth when I was out there.
Whose booth?
Apparently theirs.
That's not a booth. I feel like they're on the side of a trailer is what it looks like. They just stuck. No, because
that's a booth area.
Well, I know that. That goes around, but it looks like they're sitting on the side of a trailer there. It doesn't look like they're shooting. I would have shot in the booth. Hey, here's our booth. Here's everything.
Mm-hmm.
But good for them for being there. But it looked like a creepy stalker. Oh, there's the booth. Like I said, they should shoot the booth. I stand corrected.
But yeah, because I've been in a few plays and musicals when I was. I helped out at the Woodward Arts Theater.
He held it down.
Yeah. For
the arts program.
The Woodward Arts Theater is where it is now because of me.
He held it up like Atlas. No, I think for myself, I probably would work at McDonald's. If I was making $10 million a year, I would love to at least smell the food as I go home to my private chef and all my loving children.
There's just something. So that'd be for you. Mm-hmm. For me, I'd be going home to my personalized movie theater myself after getting done working at the movie theater.
I think you would end up killing yourself because then you're like, I can't deal with movies anymore.
Nah, dude. When I was working at the movie theater, I would, on my days off, because we would get the movies.
How old were you? Let's get a confirmation on that.
Like 16, 17.
So it was the coolest 16, place to be. That's why you were there on your days off. But if you got a job there now, I don't think you would be there on your days off.
Yeah, I'd still do it. I'd still go there and watch movies for free. If I could get movies for free, I'd still go there and watch movies for free.
The movies here are cherry-picked, though. I don't know if anyone knows. We're from very rural Oklahoma, southwest Oklahoma. I guess they call it northwest, right?
Northwest Oklahoma.
We're in the south, but it's northwest Oklahoma. And boy, it is Bible Belt City. That anything that is nefarious or horror that is very demonizing or rapey in any videos, gone. They won't play it. They'll pull it, yank it in a heartbeat. And I find that to be very biased to people's creations.
I mean, I'll say it definitely probably has to do with the owners of it, for sure. Because
it's their choice, but
yeah.
They're robbing me of my, you know, abilities.
Sounds like we need some new theater owners or just a new theater. What a business to go into.
Oh, yeah. But if you had a whole new theater, it would drive the worst competition possible, I'm sure, because then they'd play like the cheapest. Or then again, the food does suck at our theater. I don't know what it is about movie theater food. Some, like AMC, has got it on.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to an AMC theater?
It's been a hot minute. It's been a while.
You need to come with me Thursday to the city. Just to walk into an AMC theater, it'll be life-changing. Here they got Junior Mints, a couple of sour candies, chocolates, and taco nachos, which is like Doritos nachos in a bag they cut.
Yeah.
That's all they have here.
You're talking about like the full, like you can get food.
Yeah, there's food.
Like chicken strips, burgers.
Burgers, everything.
Take it to your seat.
They can have it delivered.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can order it to your seat.
Because that's how the Warren Theater used to be. Mm-hmm. But then it got destroyed by a tornado. I don't know if it's
still. They rebuild it. They got paid the insurance. There should be something in the insurance. The one thing I don't understand about people out here, mm-hmm. anytime something's lost to a fire, a burst pipe, theft, nobody buys the thing again. They're like, all right, well, we tried that. Let's leave. So a lot of people take their insurance money and run. They run for the hills. Even the guy from Perry that had the place, the gunsmithing shop that was taken down. He's like, no, we're going to pivot into automobiles. We're going to manufacture a bunch of cool stuff. Got his check and he was like, peace.
I could definitely see the two like perspective sides of it is like, so they get this huge payout from this insurance after a natural disaster or whatever, something happens. And then they're like, well, now I don't have to deal with the stress of having to own this business and continually keep up with it because it may have been weighing on them in one way or another. Yeah. So they're like, now I have money to go do whatever I want now. Or it's like, yeah, you know, I still wasn't like feeling it. So let's try something else and see how that goes.
It's always interesting though. We're going to play a lovely little segment, everyone, from Reddit because, you know, we're making money with Reddit stock. Am I the asshole? We'll tell you if you're the asshole.
Am I the asshole for paying off my uncle's debt and getting him written off my grandma's will? It's the title of it. I thought it was really interesting.
Is there any information more on that?
Oh, yeah. That's just the title.
Okay. Good, read it because this is going to be good.
My uncle took a loan on my grandma's name to open a second restaurant after his first one failed. He negotiated a payment plan with her, but he hasn't paid her in over 8 months. The bank has been withdrawing money from her account to cover her debt, but that leaves her with almost no money after she's paid all her bills. Last Saturday, I went to her house to check in on her and noticed that she didn't have as many fruits in her house as she normally does. I asked her about it, and she explained that my uncle hasn't been paying the installments of the loan, so she was having to cut costs to keep her afloat. She stopped buying the foods she liked, stopped using her AC to keep the electricity bill down, etc. I talked to my father, her son, about it, and he told me he knew but couldn't or wouldn't do anything about it because if he paid, my uncle wouldn't repay him or her. I went to her house again yesterday and offered to pay off the loan. I told her she could pay me back whenever my uncle repaid her. I asked her not to tell my uncle because of what my father had said, and she agreed. My grandma told my uncle anyway and said that she was giving me his part of the inheritance because she knew he was never going to pay her back anyway. My uncle then called me and started screaming that I drove a wedge between him and his mother just because I wanted to show off the money.
You know, this sounds like my family. It does. Yes, he's the asshole, but embrace it, boo-boo. There's a certain person and a certain side of our family that doesn't get along with their own mother, and it seems like they're always borrowing or bumming and taking from their mother. Mm-hmm. And I'll say that the mother got wise to it. As soon as I came around, I'm like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? And so I'm sure I'm the asshole for driving a wedge similarly, but I was like, hey, if you ever want to put my kids in your will, I'm not trying to grab your money, but I'm sure they'll benefit random, you know, donations in their name or an account you set up. Don't even think about me. I don't care about, I'm fine. It was so funny because not even 2 weeks after we left California the last time, phone call, what are you doing talking to my mom? You're causing problems. Apparently there was a car to sell and a bunch of fun stuff. And we're like, yeah, it's worth like 20 to 30,000. We'll give you 20 for it because we're not going to, we don't want to buy it from you. But you know, if you want, needing the cash, we'll buy it from you. And then, of course, the son's like, oh, I got a friend. Buy $30,000 cash now. And I'm like, I don't care. It's not like it's a problem for me. Well, let's just say that didn't work out so great for him. He's now written off the fucking will. So damn. Much else has happened. But yeah, he's the asshole. I'm the asshole, and I embrace it. Don't be a dick to your own mother for money, ever.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be a dick when I was a younger kid because I felt like my parents had taken a lot of advantage from certain situations. So I understand it. Mm-hmm. Like my mother got me an eviction while I was in the military, put my name on a house. It was a whole nasty ordeal.
Damn.
Yep. It's been over 10 years now, but I fixed it, fought it, wedged it, paid for it, recovered from it. So fun times.
Yeah. I'd say the original poster, I don't think caused like the wedge was caused already.
Oh, no, they caused a wedge. They probably went over there and put, you know, new thoughts in the grandma's head. They're definitely the one that did that. I've been present for it. They probably had no idea there was a problem with them making minimum payments or even losing payments or them just being like, oh, you know, they're going to make payments eventually. Wouldn't even have thought about it until they're like, no, he's fucking you. He's causing problems. So he's the asshole getting into business that wasn't his, making it his business. That's the asshole thing that he did. But embrace it because he made it his business and he took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not asking for a repayment from him. He just took care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some like back end legal stuff that's like, oh, I bought your debt and now you got to pay me at 140%. Especially, you know, That's how I would do it.
I don't think they did it with the intent of like, oh, I'm for sure going to get paid back or anything.
We don't know that for sure, but
speculation. Yeah.
It's like buying the debt from somebody and being like, well, now I bought your debt.
Mm-hmm.
Pay up, sucker. Joey here is going to make you some new shoes.
So are they the asshole?
Yes. You think, yeah or no?
I don't think they're like.
We don't have to agree.
Yeah. I don't think they're the asshole for doing that. I mean.
I think I'm the asshole.
They saw that their grandma was struggling because they had seen that their uncle had, you know, taken advantage of their mom and was like, well, you know, like I'm going to help my grandma out.
Captain Save-A-Ho.
Yeah.
Age don't matter.
And was like. I'm sure they didn't have that thought in their mind. Well,
probably felt fucking good though. Like I've paid, you know, things for my family before and just handled the debt, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good feeling to be like, yeah, praise me for, you know, now I am greater than I once was. And then looking back, I'm like, what a dick.
What a dick.
Shouldn't have spent that money. There was no praise, no nothing. Just people going, you think you're better than us. I'm like, no, I'm just helping where I needed help.
Yeah.
Let's move to the next one, though, before it gets so personal. My hard life.
Am I the asshole for refusing to ask my partner if he'll drive my friend to work when I go on maternity leave? I'm currently 7 months pregnant, and I give my friend a ride to work. I've been doing this the last year because they lived 3 minutes away from me when I was in my old apartment, and I continued to do the favor when I moved in with my partner. I'm going on maternity leave next month, and my friend has no idea how she's going to get to and from work. She's been trying to figure it out since I found out I was pregnant, but she cannot drive. There are no driving schools nearby. Closest one is 2 hours away, and they have no family to help them. I said I wish I could help more, but giving her rides while I'm on maternity leave, but driving with a newborn at 6 a.m. just isn't happening. Today, she suggested I ask my partner if he would drive her. And I said, no, I'm not asking. We have to be at work at 6:30, and my partner had to be at work at 7:30. And we live 10 to 15 minutes from my friend, and our job is 20 minutes away from his job. And I'm not making my partner wake up earlier than he normally does to get ready for work and drive my friend to work because she can't find a ride. She made a joke saying that he should because it's his fault that I have to go to, out of work because he got me pregnant. And as a friend, she would appreciate the favor. I said, I wish we could help, but I'm not asking him. She's upset with me because I won't even ask. But I already know my partner would say yes because he has people pleaser tendencies. So I'm making the decision for him. Then she brought up that she wouldn't have taken the job that I helped her get if she knew she wouldn't be able to carpool anymore. Yeah, she figured it out when I couldn't give her rides due to illnesses or appointments, but now I feel like she's trying to guilt me and keeps insisting I just ask and won't drop it. Am I the asshole?
Yeah, she's definitely the asshole.
The original poster's the asshole?
Yeah. You want to know why?
Why's that?
Because up until the last three sentences, I did not care that two mutual people working at happenstance at the same company that lived somewhat close became friends.
Mm-hmm.
But she admitted that she got her the job, promised her the transportation, and then got knocked up. Close your legs. Give her the car. Hey, use the car while I'm sitting at home breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
Something. You obviously liked her enough to give her a job or get her a job there, have super involved. If she can't drive, you can't just teach her to drive. Driving school doesn't give you like a certificate or anything unless you're like 16. Just teach her to fucking drive in your car. And if it's like a Lamborghini or something crazy, you're going to trade it in anyway. You need a family car now.
Right.
And if this is your first kid, that maternity leave is not coming and going fast. It's going to be a nightmare for a while. Witch Hazel woman, just saying. Life. You are not driving for a while, let alone sitting on anything that's not donut shaped.
Right.
Let her drive the freaking car.
But won't her husband need the car?
Is it one car household? I thought it was two cars because they obviously drive two different times to work.
I guess it would be. Yeah. I don't think it states, but that would make sense.
Yeah, because otherwise he's going to work at 7:30. So how is his car going to drive her? Cool. Entitled little bitch of a friend.
Probably. But she wouldn't be able to drive anyway because she doesn't have
Well, she can just do it and then get a ticket and like they call the car owner and like there's a whole gray area there. Or she could just ask the fiance because it's shared responsibilities in a household. I'm a bit of a for this, but let's flip it the other way and say the original poster is not the asshole and she is the victim of a very needy child that is friends with her, but also a baby and never was smacked on the ass when they were growing up. That woman just needs to drive off a cliff because if it was out of the blue, like we met at work and, you know, we became carpool buddies and everything was just so great. And I don't got a car and I give away my city bike because I don't know. And I just need to ride to work. I don't want to lose my job. I kill myself. Never know. That's, to me, is what it would be like if the shoe was on the other foot and it was their fault. Mm-hmm. They'd have to be somewhat mentally challenged.
You think so?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think on this one, I don't think that they're the asshole.
Even if she had 7 months and tried to plan.
Do what?
She had 7 months.
She had 9 months.
Well, technically 9 months till she was, 7 months because she would have been 8 weeks when she found out. So 7 months of time. You can't find out before.
7 months pregnant.
Yeah. So even if she's got 2 months till the time, so she's only had 5 months of prep because she didn't find out she was pregnant until 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's 5 months pregnant now, it's been like four, probably 3 months, a good 3 months since the friend's known and been like, hey, I'm going to end up taking this. So no wonder it's only been 90 days. That friend's probably not thought about it every single day that they needed to get a car. It's been a lot more pressure and a lot smaller amount of time than the original poster is wording.
But what if it's not just about, like you said, they don't have to get a car.
Help them get a car. Went through all the work of getting them a job, making sure they were at work, helping them through trials and tribulations. They're your best friend. Help them get the car.
I'd say help them get the license and they can borrow your car.
Exactly. Help them. Not once there did they say that they would help them get a license, just that the school is 2 hours away. Why do you need a school?
What about alternative forms of travel?
She could have got a bike. She could have just got her one of those training wheel things if she doesn't know how to ride a bike.
Or why can't her friend like call a taxi or get like a...
And all the money she's saving on gas, could she not have bought one of those electric fucking bikes?
I mean, yeah, she could have.
Or a longboard.
But why couldn't that be up? Why does it have to be up to the original poster?
No, she could have helped though. She took this on like a child and said, hey, let me help you get a job. Let me help you get to work. Let me help you be successful in life. I'm sure she's helped her on a lot of dates or tried to get a man like she has. Help, help, help. Now she's helping herself to a child.
But how do we know that it's that in depth?
Because we read between the lines here. And the way that she speaks about this person is like she cared a damn hell of a lot. There's a lot of empathy for that person in that message. Anyone else agree?
I don't read it like that, though. So
read it to me again.
Then she brought up how she wouldn't have taken the job that I helped her get if she knew she wouldn't be able to carpool anymore. She figured it out when I couldn't give her rides due to illnesses or appointments, but now I feel like she's trying to guilt me and keeps insisting I just ask and won't drop it.
She probably is going to ask until the day that baby's born and then she'll figure it out. But I still think she's a bit of an asshole if she doesn't help her with an alternative method. This is like getting somebody hooked on drugs and then saying you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
That's an asshole thing to do. You gave them the easy street. You coddled this person. To a degree, she's at fault.
I mean, yeah, to a degree, but I don't think she's like the overall.
She's not the only singular asshole. I get it. The question is she an asshole? To a degree, I think she caused her own problem.
To a degree, yeah, but not. To a degree, but not like how it's the overall stating asshole of like, am I the major, like, should I be?
Do you have an account on Reddit?
Yeah.
Okay. So make sure that you subscribe to that and we'll see if any updates from the original poster, like click on their name underneath the
thing.
Yeah. The little and who they are and follow them. And when they post an update, it'll let us know. if her baby, you know, was randomly kidnapped and found its way onto the 405 every morning at 6:30 on its way to work.
See, the way I see it, and it doesn't go into detail or like talk anything about this, is about them having a certain amount of time mm-hmm. before she delivers and before she goes on maternity leave to find. So it says that she was searching.
Yeah, for about 90 days.
But hasn't found anything. So she's been trying to figure it out since I found out I was pregnant, but she cannot drive.
Yeah.
So within that 5 or so months, I think it's definitely.
It's not 5 months.
7?
So 7 months pregnant. I don't think it was 5 or so months. I think she probably started this journey. God, let's just estimate. Yeah, 5 months. I just don't think it's any longer than 5 months. It's got to be under 5 months.
So 5 months.
5 months is like the top.
Within 5 months, somebody could definitely learn how to drive. And if
my brother's 37, still doesn't have a driver's license, doesn't know how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
We've been teaching him for years. Just going to say it there.
What has he been?
I got vertigo. I got bit by a spider when I was 2 and had viral encephalitis. I can't. Sorry, Kyle. But still, you know, there's an excuse for everything he doesn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some fear of being behind the wheel. He's never been in an accident, never, you know, had anything traumatic. I was in 3 accidents before the age of 10, unscathed in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different holy story. But what's the next one? We'll save this for later.
All right.
I'm going to look like the villain in every one of these because I think between the lines.
I think at some point there's got to be like a third person to kind of like break up. To be on one side or the other.
That's why it's going on YouTube, so yeah. People can tell us.
People can comment. Mm-hmm. Am I the asshole for inviting all but one girl to my daughter's birthday? I, 31 female.
Hold on, I'm going to cut it right there. I've got a daughter, and I know there's going to be a lot of bitchy little girls and a lot of birthdays that I'm not going to want to deal with, from whatever gymnastics to cheer, Girl Scouts, private lessons, horseback. God, there's going to be so many. And just don't bring Natalie or don't, you know, just, I'm going to say that right now as a girl dad.
I saw this story. I was like, I think this would be a good one since Chris has got a daughter to talk about. But I, 31 female, have a daughter, Mary, 9 female. She is quite popular and is friends with all the other children in her class. My daughter is turning 10 this weekend and wanted to have a party with all the other children in her class at a local kids venue, as she has had in previous years. However, she didn't want to invite a girl called Ella, also 9. Last year, Ella, who was new to the class, was invited to her birthday party. Ella is a lovely girl, and her and my daughter actually get along really well. The real issue is a girl's mother. During the last party, Ella fell over and grazed her knee. She cried a little bit, but I put a plaster on it, and I'm sure it's like a Band-Aid or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was back to playing in no time. However, when
Ella found out.
Yeah. When she came to collect her at the party and explained what happened, she lost it. Her daughter was trying to say it was fine, but she had cursed me and multiple parents out in front of the children and tried to complain to the school.
He's just a parent. He's not a teacher, right?
Do what?
He's just a parent.
Who's just a parent?
The original poster is just a parent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The mom. As close as my daughter and Ella are, Mary is now scared of Ella's mom and is worried that the same thing will happen again if Ella's invited. When I sent out the invites this Monday, I did so privately to that Ella wouldn't find out, and I told everyone to please not mention it to everyone else, saying that I wanted something smaller this year. However, I received a message from Ella's mom in which she was very angry and very rude. She called me a narcissist, bully, and even suggested the fact that her daughter wasn't invited because of potential racial motivations.
Ella sounds white.
I messaged back and explained it was because of what happened last year. However, she kept on insisting that it was my fault. She sent me another message today saying that she has mental health problems and can't control herself sometimes and asking for a second chance. But I said no and asked her not to contact me unless she really needed to. I still feel bad for Ella, and I'm now wondering, am I the asshole?
So reading between the lines. I don't want to take the Ella's mom's asshole. She's an asshole. Ella's mom is definitely an asshole, whether it's mental health or not. Especially, I know people who are schizophrenic that do better in their child's lives with other parents than they do in that sense. Mm-hmm. There are rules at schools. There are rules at daycares, and there are rules for any parent. When you have a kid in your possession, if anything happens, anything, a scratch, a fly lands on them, they freak out, you know, anything, tiniest little nick, text, contact, reach out, any one of those. Just something has to be said and marked for the history. I don't know if it's perverts in the past that made people so uncomfortable, but any one of those aren't met, you're going to get a chewing.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was times when my daughter was in daycare, we would get messages and she comes home with a boo-boo on the side of her face. Great. If we didn't get a message, and most of the time we didn't, she'd have some like big scratches from kid fights or like a punched eye. My son had something similar with another daycare. And it's like, you got to tell us so that we know what to expect when we find our child. Because otherwise, who fucked my child up?
Mm-hmm.
Who beat my child? Who caused this problem? So I'd say the original poster is a bit of an asshole for the original issue. Should have apologized, even if they were chewed out. On the other option, Ella's mom's a bit of a tweak. So both assholes.
Both assholes?
Both assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We agree. No.
I definitely agree that Ella's mom is an asshole, mm-hmm. for sure. Because definitely blowing up like that in front of like her and everybody else is like, there's definitely more civil ways to take care of like, all right, like even though it was just a scrape, still.
You should
like,
have seen me.
Still should have.
The first time I saw my son with a black eye
was
at a daycare. I didn't know I was going to do what I did, but everyone got the wrath because they should have reached out to me.
Start punching little kids?
I was about to. I was furious, man. Like I never had been in dad protect mode besides like when his dumb ass would roll off the beds and he was small. This was when he was two and we took him to the same daycare my daughter went to and we knew, okay, the crazy kids weren't there because she's older. They're out. They're probably, you know, whatever, except not even his second day there comes with like a black eye and a scratch all the way to his ear.
Oh my God.
Somebody smacked him with a bucket. They got into a fight. That's still a fight. Doesn't matter if kid was wrong or it was an accident or he swung back or any of that stuff. Still a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Some physical hit my kid bad enough to where I contemplated going to the Med 7. So I blew the fuck up. I was like, who are you to not follow the own policy? New owners were in. I was like, this is something you can be sued for. God forbid he lost an eye. I was loud too. But either he could have lost an eye, been injured, went to the ER. You never would have called me. You would have been sued for everything you own. Everything. Mm-hmm. So I pulled the move. I was the asshole that day. I do not fault the mom for being the asshole. And those that I've been there. It's like being, imagine you're a separate widowed, you know, or not widowed, but divorced dad. And you got your daughter for 3 days. And you're like, let me take it to grandma's house for just an hour. Okay, I'm going to go run an errand. I can't take, say, gun store, can't have kids or liquor store, whatever. Somewhere kids aren't allowed. Come back. Kid's got a bloody nose, broken eye, like sockets all fucked up. And you're like, damn, what happened? You're going to be angry no matter what happened
right.
with the person that had him, grandma's house, whoever. So, yeah, it's to that degree because it's your baby. You know, it's your youngest. You're like, oh, my God. Oh, no, yeah.
But shouldn't the
calm is not an option.
No, reaction. Shouldn't the reaction fit
what? The injury? Well, it sounded like they plastered it up, right?
It says plaster, but.
Yeah, so they basically wrapped it.
Fell over and grazed her knee.
Yeah, so they wrapped it with plaster.
Yeah.
It's not like the wall plaster. It's the bandage plaster.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's wrapped in a bandage. So you don't know what it is at the time. They didn't rip it off. I'd freak out too.
The way I understood it was that, so yeah, she fell, grazed her knee.
Small scratch.
And then when the mom came to pick up, the mom had expressed to her mm-hmm. what had happened, and then they had blown up.
It doesn't sound like she expressed it. She found the kid. That's what it sounded like to me.
However, when Ella's mom came to collect her after the party and I explained what happened, she lost it. And the other side of it, why I was like, I really don't think that the original poster is like too much of an asshole, is because the it was expressed that Mary, her daughter, didn't want Ella there because
that's the second time, not the first.
The second time, her 10th birthday was because of her mom. So Mary was scared of Ella's mom.
I bet Ella is scared of Ella's mom because of her mental health issues.
Yeah.
I bet they talk, because even my 8-year-old has stories about her parents, her kids' parents that she talks to. And I'm sure I'm the asshole dad. Am I the asshole? Yeah, I'm the asshole who once in a while has to spank their kids in some fashion for something stupid they do. My daughter the other day, I'm just going to bring this up, did the whole like, I already told you, it's on the floor in the room in the most way. Like Buffy the Vampire Slayer couldn't have done it worse. This emphasis on just where, who, what, I told you so thing.
Super annoying.
Oh, she got it. And then still went to the corner. I had never heard her do that. I know she does it with my son all the time because he's 4, she's 8, almost 8. And I was like, man, it's one of those things. I don't want her doing it to us. Don't do it to me. Show your emphasis to your brother and be a little rude chick, you know, when he's annoying you. Cool. Don't do it to me or my wife. Mm-hmm. I snapped when she did it to mom. She's like, Sissy, did you see your brother's phone? I already told him it's only on the floor. And I was just like, whoo, flew in that room. Pop, pop, pop. Corner. It was noise.
Noise.
All right, let's go to the next one.
Am I the asshole for exposing my mom's lifelong grudge against me because I was born on the wrong day? Yeah.
What? Lifelong grudge against me because I was born on the wrong day? She could have held it in. Okay, let's get to that. I want to know why.
There are definitely times where, because like emergency-wise, like you have to take out the baby. But I'm 21, male, the middle child of 5 siblings, and I always knew my mom treated me very differently from the rest of my siblings. It's because my parents' marriage to end. It caused my parents' marriage to end because my dad made it very clear he wouldn't tolerate her for being so different with me. This was after he tried to figure out why she was so different with me. A few close family knew it was PPD, postpartum depression, from when she had me, that apparently only affected her ability to bond with me and not any of my 4 siblings, just me, the middle kid.
It's a real thing. He should look it up and understand it.
Yeah. I have a sibling 1 year younger than me, and she bonded with her just fine. I was a teenager when I got into a fight with my mom one day, and she accused me of always hating her and never wanting her to be happy. Mm-hmm. I asked what the F she meant by that.
You can say fuck.
Okay. I didn't know if we were still toning down that.
Yeah, sorry.
I asked her what the fuck she meant by that, and she told me that I had to come on the one day she had other plans, that it was bad enough I was overdue when I was born, but I prevented her from what? I prevented her from reading a book that released that day. And she'd made plans to read months in advance. She told me I had to be born that day, so she was too tired to read it on the release day, and she was weeks behind. She said I couldn't even be born normally like my siblings, and I was a C-section baby. She told me it had fucked up her plans so bad that I never seemed to care. Then she mentioned how much I cried when she was around and how good I did with my dad. She said I made her seem like such a monster, and none of my siblings were like that. She told me I clearly always wanted to come between her and dad. She was pretty serious about it, too. She said I started fucking with her the day I was born. It really shocked me that she told me this. At first, I didn't want to believe it. Dad and I even did a DNA test around that time because we were like, maybe she's making up a dumb reason so we won't know she cheated, but I'm definitely dad's kid, DNA confirmed. My relationship with my mom is as bad as the day I was born, apparently, and I get a hard time from some family friends and extended family members who see me not being close to my mom as...
See me not being as close with my mom as a problem.
Yeah, as me being shitty to her for no reason, they put the bad relationship on me and my grandparents' house on Saturday. So I got so tired of the comments and mom sneering at me this whole time that, see, like the way sometimes like they write these things.
Yeah, they're angry.
Yeah. The whole time that I exposed what she said to me when I was a teenager and that she blames me being born the wrong day for our bad relationship. My mom half admitted it because she was so angry she verbally lashed out at me. It created a shit show and some family members think I made a big deal out of nothing, but others were disgusted with my mom. I was told I was wrong to expose her like that. Mom told me I had no business doing that, so I asked, am I the asshole?
No. No, mom's the asshole. Mom's the twilight-loving, very grasping asshole.
Agree.
Yeah.
Not the asshole.
Not the asshole. Not this time.
Yeah, it's pretty...
He probably did an asshole thing. Reading between the lines again.
Yeah.
Coming out and trying to get it at a family event, the information they seeked for gratification in front of others. Bit of a dick move.
Right.
But you got to go where the audience is. I understand being a performer.
I mean, because like nobody else understands the reason why the relationship is like that.
Until they got it out in public.
Yeah. Because everyone else is going to be on the side of the mom of like, oh, yeah, you know, you should be, you know, so-so, but...
Key and Peele, I hear Key and Peele in my head. Bitch!
But yeah, I understand postpartum depression, but for the...
My wife went through it with my son just for a bit. It was really hard. She was not depressed towards the baby, but like super depressed towards me. Like even I was there... Gosh, for quite some time, late nights, babies, diapers, etc. I did a lot more than most men would do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more. And still, it was like nothing I did was good. It was a lot of hatred. But she got over it to a degree. She's still trying to bounce back from that like pre-second baby social life. She had a better, longer, more equitable social life than she does now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also that she's kind of like, gotten herself into this mentality that both kids need her always. She needs to be present.
Yeah.
Trying to get her like, let the kids starve a little. They'll be fine. They don't need to eat for like 3 hours, every 3 hours on the hour. Stop feeding them so much. But they're fast little growers. My kids in the last year alone, I've made markings on a wall and I want to cut the wall out and take it with me. Dude, it's intense. They're twice the growth rate than the average children.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like supposed to be 2 inches every month. Or what the hell was it? Two-year-old boys and girls gain about 4 to 6 pounds per year and grow 2 to 3 inches. That's what it was. So CJ, from his second to almost third year, has grown 6.5 inches this year. And he's up 15 pounds. And he's not fat. He's just big.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought he was going to have a lot of growth spurts, like stretch marks and stuff. But
not really.
Slower, but a steady rate between the ages of 1 and 2, but growth tends to slow down because the ages of 2 and 5. On average, two-year-old boys gain about 4 to 6 per year, 2 to 3 inches. By the time they turn 3, most children have grown about 50% of the adult height.
Damn.
Yeah. But no, definitely not the asshole. Oh, if you haven't seen, Reddit has broken the news. Joe Biden's son, convicted on all 3 felonies, a federal gun trial. It is a federal gun trial. The most he can get is 25 years, and he'll probably do 2 years of probation. Purchased a revolver in 2018 when they argued he was not of right mind.
Do you think they'd use this as, is cannon fodder the right word?
Yeah, just like they tried to in 2016 with the laptop.
For a bunch of like gun issues or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Mental health people, et cetera. If a crackhead can get a gun. I was on drugs the first time I applied for a gun. I didn't get the gun.
Mm-hmm.
But also I didn't have money to buy the gun. But I still tried to file the application. They didn't say anything. If I had the money, it would have been fine. But I'm not a rich crackhead. I was broke crackhead. So faces up to 25 years in prison. First-time offenders don't get anywhere near the maximum, though. And it's unclear whether the judge would sentence him to any time behind bars. Like I was saying, estimates from professional people who have done and seen all there is to see in the judicial system are saying anywhere from like 2 to 4 years probation and a fine.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he not in fucking jail? I'm waiting for all the conspiracy theories out there on Reddit. all the am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for thinking if he spent 5 years in jail, a little forced companionship would do the Biden family proud? That's all I'm saying. Just a little bit. Dip your toe in the water. Come on, Hunter.
I think he,
be the prey.
Probation for sure, but I don't think he would ever get any jail time. Because can't his dad just pardon him?
Good. I just want him to be the prey.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
Come on. That's such a good one. You should have fucking laughed.
No, because he's not the prey. He's a predator.
He's a hunter. He should have been the prey in prison. I get it?
I get it.
I just want to, yeah, a little loving.
You know? But do you not get mine?
I got it. But it's also an interpretation of mine. I've been walking around for 4 hours like this. I'm a lawyer.
I didn't get that.
I don't understand it either. He's just got two different shoe colors. Tampons belong in the women's washroom, not men's.
Yeah, it's like in Canada.
Oh, yeah, but it's Trudeau because he's true for that dough. Mm. He's trying to make, here comes the money, 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 money.
Yeah, however much that is.
It's not about that. It's about the funding he gets to then put that in there. The transgender movement is nothing but a political movement for funds to be thrown in different medical practices. Like, how would you, if transgenderism wasn't a thing, make sure that all of the minority hospitals got tens of millions of dollars a year? You have to make something they need.
Right.
I'm just wondering how much of this money is for transgender issues, is going to transgender people and not the providers of healthcare and pharmaceuticals.
So what you're saying is that they're funneling money to other
things. They don't have to funnel. It's legal now. They need it for the amount of people that declare they are transgender victims of oppression.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you get the money. 25 million. You get the money. 25 million. 50 million. 100 million for Washington, D.C. I'm feeling a little parched today. I haven't had my hormones and I'm just a little extra. Okay, we're going to get you. Ambien, Adderall, Vicodin, boom, 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 fentanyl. You're fantastic. Go home and chop it off. America. But who pays for all that? It's all the money from the government and all these little laws that they're passing. Like, it's all fuckery anyway. It's all hide the shell game now.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. And it's how Reddit feels about it. Reddit, you let us know in the comments below what you think about these AITA, you know, discussions. And send us some links. There's some really good assholes out there. And I want to hear from you. Am I the asshole? And is it all right to be the asshole? Let us know in the comments below. We'll see you next time.